broadcast is Shooting from the Hip. I'm Jeff Pedro in with Mark Avery, and we're from SimTrainer, the Dayton area's first indoor firing range and firearms training center. We've been in business now for just over 9 years. We're located at 2031 Dryden Road, right across from DP&L in Moraine. You can visit us on the web at www.sim-trainer.com, or you can give us a call during our normal business hours at 937-293-3914, and we'd be more than glad to discuss with you any of your firearms-related interests or needs. For those of you who are tuning in this morning, maybe for the first time, I just want to let you know that SimTrainer is a indoor firing range equipped with 10 lanes, 75 feet long, and equipped with a HVAC system for your comfort, and it's climate controlled. We have air conditioning in the summer, heat in the winter. We have a target retrieval system that enables you to position your target at given distances so you can practice your shooting. We also have a fully stocked shooter supply store. We offer a variety of training, including our award-winning First Shots class for people who might be interested in getting a firearm but have had no exposure. It's a great opportunity for you to take that first class to learn a little bit about the functional operation and handling of a firearm in a safe, controlled environment under the direction of our trained staff. We also offer on a monthly basis the concealed carry class for people who want to get their concealed holder's license so that they can carry concealed. And we offer a variety of additional training, including a basic handgun class, private lessons, and then our advanced handgun series, along with periodic rifle training and other training as needed. So if you're interested in any of those things, take a look at our website at www.sim-trainer.com and see if we can help you out with your firearms-related interests. Our show normally airs on Saturdays from 2 to 3. We've been doing that for several years now, and we're glad to provide the Dayton area with an opportunity for firearms enthusiasts to voice their opinions about related issues. If you'd like to get on the show today, give us a call at 457-1290. That's 457-1290, and we'd be more than glad to get you on the air and talk with you about any of your firearms-related needs or interests, or if you have any comments about things that are going on in the world related to guns, we'd be more than glad to talk to you about that. We're going to devote today's show to a memory of brothers and sisters who have paid the ultimate sacrifice in service to our country. We often get tied up in the muck of holidays and cookouts and family gatherings, which are fine and dandy, but let's take a step back today and remember what the day's all about. And that, again, is the memory of those who've paid the ultimate sacrifice to help us get the freedoms and good things that we enjoy in this country. And we're going to talk today about those kinds of issues, and we have a special guest today. Today in the studio with us today are Linda Morrow and Anita Miller. They are both past presidents of a wonderful organization called the Blue Star Mothers of America. They're affiliated with the Dayton chapter, and they're an organization that does a whole lot of good for our men and women, particularly those who are deployed abroad. And we're going to start off today's show. We're going to have Linda talk to us specifically about what the organization's all about and what their mission is. Linda, welcome here at the studio.
Thanks, Jeff and Mark. It's nice of you to have us here today. And the Blue Star Mothers were established back in 1942 up in Flint, Michigan, and chartered by Congress in 1960. Our chapter, the Miami Valley Chapter Number 3, was chartered in 2004 with about 5 or 6 members, and today we have over 350 members and the largest chapter in the country. It's a very active chapter. We work hard to raise funds and send items to deployed troops, combat support hospitals. We work very hard at helping our local veterans out at the VA. And we also support each other, because as mothers and fathers and grandmothers and nieces and nephews, and we have all those kinds of people in our organization, we do need support, especially when our sons and daughters are deployed. Our membership consists of mothers, grandmothers, guardians. Those are voting members of our group. And then anyone can be an associate member of our group. And so right now our membership consists about half of mothers and grandmothers and and guardians, and about half of associates. We have a troop center at Town and Country Shopping Center, where we do most of our business. And they have been most generous in donating that space to us for the past 6 years. It's located near Filio's Restaurant, and we're open from 12 to 4 on Saturdays, with a few exceptions, but mostly most Saturdays we are open. And that's where we pack boxes, collect items, and just welcome people, anyone that would like to come in and talk and see what our operation does.
Linda, tell us, I have to imagine troops being deployed, many of them 19, 20, 21-year-old, first time away from home, sent across the world. It's got to be a great feeling when they get something. Obviously, when they get letters or other correspondence from home, it's got to be a great thing. But when they get a special care package put together from organizations like yours, it has to be a great feeling. Have you heard any feedback from people who have been deployed?
Oh, my. Yes, we get letters and notes and emails a lot. And we often get flags from groups, from platoons that have been flown in the war zones as appreciative gestures and sent to us. But they are very, very appreciative. And I forgot to mention that we do support the deployed troops, but we also look very, very hard at finding kids that don't receive support, don't have families to give support to them, don't have perhaps the means, because it is costly to send these packages.
And do you get input from the units themselves as to who's not getting anything in?
Yes.
That's great.
From our kids, our own children that are deployed, we get information from chaplains. We do get information from the regular deployed troops, too, as to those who are not getting support. So that's an important part of our operation.
In reference to the troop center, which you said is at Town and Country Shopping Center in Kettering, open 12 to 4 on Saturdays, what types of items are you looking for? What are the things that people typically bring there? What don't you want? Share that with our audience.
Okay. Anita, help me out here if I forget anything.
Okay, I will.
Let's introduce one other person that we've also got in the studio with us, Anita Miller, also past president of the Blue Star Mothers of the Dayton chapter. Anita?
Yes. Yes. Some of the staple items that our troops really enjoy is beef jerky, anything they can put in their pockets when they go out in the field, power bars, drink mixes. We do not send chocolate at certain times of the year, so we want to be careful with that. Gum, Tic Tacs.
Peanuts, peanut tubes, tuna fish in packets, things with high protein value for because we have a lot of troops in forward operating bases, and they are often, as I tell everyone, they are supplied with the equipment and the food sufficient to support their missions. We're moms. And we try to supply some of those extras. And so these items, when you're away from a base and are not supplied and don't have ready access to a base exchange, are things that they would like. Girl Scout cookies. Oh, my goodness. The local Girl Scouts in the Miami Valley have been most generous in donating cookies to the troops. And so we send cookies to them, and that's one of the most valued because it's a reminder of home. And so basically what we hear most is that people care. They get that feeling. They're not forgotten, and they're enjoying things that remind them of home.
Yeah, I know that you mentioned that the troops are provided with the basic nutritional supplements that they need throughout the day. Many a times those are in the form of MREs,
yes.
Meals ready to eat, and they're nutritious, and they do what they have to do, but being able to get a chunk of beef jerky or a power bar, I have to imagine, is a very welcome treat in the middle of a who knows where. And would you prefer, as an organization with your outpost set up there at Town and Country, would you prefer donations, individual items, or cash so that you can buy items that you try to keep consistency in what you want to send to the troops?
Well, we would never turn down any donation, but it does take about $12 to send a personal package to one of our heroes. So we do have staple items we need to go buy. So, yes, monetary donations is very important also.
Okay. What about items like toiletry items, toothpaste, toothbrushes,
absolutely.
Tissue?
Absolutely. We need all that.
Okay.
We send white socks. They go through socks a lot. Mm. We're now also supporting a lot of carriers. You know, there's a lot of Navy out there right now. Now, they don't need the things that the people out in the field would need. They like DVDs. They love magazines, newspapers, anything that keeps them connected to what's going on over here in the U.S.
Tell us about information people can glean from the website and let us know what the address of the website is.
The address of the website is www.bluestarmothersdayton.com. And we have a list on there that we try to keep up to date about the items that we need, because we have certain times of the year when things are needed. And in this, in the winter, we'll send hand warmers. And obviously we don't do that in the summer because it's very hot over there. So some are specific to the weather and the time of the year. So please check that list. We try to keep it updated, but we accept things all year round, because we can save them if they're not, check the expiration dates on food, but we accept them and keep them.
Good. You know, I know that people in the Miami Valley are always looking for worthy causes to donate items and our cash to, and I just want to extend to the listening audience that given the way things are these days and the fact that our troops get deployed for 6 months a year, 18 months at a time, I can't think of too many more worthy causes, and I certainly want to encourage our listeners to visit the website. If you're over at Town and Country Shopping Center on Saturdays from 12 to 4, stop in. Consider donating items, donating cash, because I know that having two brothers that served in the military, those sorts of things are important. I can just imagine, she mentioned the hand warmers. Obviously, it wouldn't do a whole lot of good in Afghanistan, but we just recently had a contingent of members of from SimTrainer who were deployed in the North Pole. Was it, Mark?
South Pole. Yeah, South they were Pole. Down okay. in Antarctica.
It was pretty darn cold.
Yeah, it was
because,
cold down there.
He was
and that was in
pictures.
The summer down
yeah.
there. So.
Yeah, he was sending us pictures. He said during the day they could get out and get around, but at night they had to get into their little igloos. So.
We need to take our first break for the hour, but we'll be back after this. We're in the studio today with Linda Morrow and Anita Miller from Blue Star Mothers. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on 95.7 FM and AM 1290. News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Hi, this is Cam Edwards from NRANews.com, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on News Talk Radio, WHIO.
I want to welcome our listeners back to the show, and for those of you who are members down at SimTrainer, and also for those of you who are now interested in coming down and check out our facility, normally on Mondays we keep hours from 1 to 9 p.m. However, today we have our trap cleanout going on, so the daytime activities are off limits, and we're going to open tonight from 5 to 9 for people who might have family in town or someone who just wants to get away from the weekend's activities and go down and do some plinking. For our members, we are a members-only facility. However, you can get a membership there on the spot. We do require that the individual pass a background check, and you can satisfy that requirement if you already have your CHL or if you're a teacher or a government employee and you've recently had a background check conducted. If you just provide us with verification of that, that satisfies the requirement. Or you can just go to your local police department and get one done, and we give you ample time from the date that you initially joined to get that accomplished. But we will be open this evening for recreational shooting from 5 to 9 p.m. So if you're interested in coming down, feel free to do so. Today is a special Memorial Day broadcast of Shooting from the Hip, and we have special guests Linda Morrow and Anita Miller, both past presidents from the Blue Star Mothers of America Dayton chapter, and we were talking about different ways that they provide support to our deployed troops. And one thing you mentioned, Linda, that struck me when I talked to you the other day, and you reiterated it today, but you mentioned that you also provide combat medical supplies. That kind of struck me, because I would hope to goodness that our government does a good job of making sure they get what they need. But can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, we don't supply medical supplies. We just kind of send care packages to the nurses and to the troops that are being serviced at those combat hospitals.
Okay.
We have little goodie bags that are full of items that they could use during their recuperation.
Yeah. Okay, I'm glad you clarified that for me. And I can just imagine that even there, you know, you get a young soldier. I started off the show by mentioning how this is maybe the first time they've been sent away, and then they get wounded, and they're going to be sent to a field hospital and who knows where, and that has to be particularly useful to receive something like that. And when they're laid up waiting, you know, recuperating or waiting to get shipped back to the States for more attentive medical care. But I thought that was another great thing. You mentioned the nurses. What are some of the things that the nurses ask for or appreciate?
The nurses enjoy lotions, and they can put the lotions on the patients, and it, you know, really helps them and calms them. They also might enjoy, like we talked about, magazines, DVDs. Can you think of anything else, Linda?
Nail polish.
Yeah.
They like being girls.
Girl things.
They like having a little time to, you know, enjoy those kind of things in their downtime, which isn't much. But we had one soldier send us a thank you because his goodie bag had shortened his stay at the combat support hospital because he was told not to eat anything, and he was so hungry, and our goodie bag had some nuts in it, and he downed those when he wasn't supposed to, and he was able to keep them down, and so the doctor said, "You're okay. You can go home."
Okay. Great. That was a nice special. Yeah, that was very nice. But in a situation like that, I think we can think outside the box now, and then also common sense things when we're talking about things that they want. You know, I wouldn't have never thought about that for the nurses, but they want basic things that they can't always get when they're deployed abroad.
We are going to take a break here at the bottom of the hour for the news. But before we do that, again, just want to introduce you to those who may have joined us, Linda Morrow and Anita Miller from the Blue Star Mothers Dayton chapter. And it's been great to have you here in the studio today. We are going to talk a little bit more about how folks can help fund the organization and some of the activities that you have coming when we come back from the news. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on 95.7 FM and AM 1290 News Talk Radio WHIO.
Hi, this is Rachel Parsons, spokesperson for the National Rifle Association, and you're on Shooting from the Hip on News Talk Radio WHIO.
Welcome, listeners, back to this special Memorial Day broadcast of Shooting from the Hip. I'm Jeff Pedro in with Mark Avery, and we're from Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's first indoor shooting range and firearms training center. If this is the first time you've tuned in, Sim Trainer is a full-service indoor shooting range offering opportunities for people to engage in recreational shooting, firearms training, competitive shooting. We have a fully stocked shooter supply store. We offer a variety of courses, as I mentioned, anything from our award-winning First Shots class for the people that might just be getting into shooting through concealed carry, advanced training, rifle training, quite a variety of courses to meet your individual needs. Another program I wanted to let especially new listeners aware of is our Try It Before You Buy It program. Our Try It Before You Buy It program is designed for someone who is experienced with firearms and they heard about for example, the Springfield XDS, which just came out last year, and it was given the NRA's Gun of the Year award, and you want to try that gun out because you're considering purchasing that. You can come down to the range, and for the $10 fee plus the price of a box of ammo, you can shoot that gun to see if that is something that you'd be interested in purchasing. So the Try It Before You Buy It program gives you a chance to shoot the gun before you actually purchase it, and we have a variety of firearms in our inventory for you to try out. So if you're interested in doing so, feel free to do that. And I want to let our listeners know about a gun that we just recently received that's fun to shoot, kind of a new concept, but it's the Beretta Model ARX 160 22 rifle. It's a tactical-looking 22 rifle, which a lot of people like, and I have to tell you, it rivals the Smith & Wesson M&P 1522, which I, for the last several years, thought was probably one of the best 22s that came out in recent years. This particular rifle offers an ambidextrous two-position safety. It has a ambidextrous charging handle that can simply, by a easy disassembly, be converted to left or right, depending on whether you're left or right-handed. It offers a retractable and folding stock and a pistol grip, and it has adjustable polymer flip-up sights. And I shot it right out of the box, and I just moved the target down to 25 feet, and I was shooting quarter-size groups the way the sights were set from the factory. My son just recently, over the weekend, when we went to an outing, had an opportunity to shoot it, and he was like, "Dad, wow, I think I like that one better than the Smith & Wesson." It's a nice shooter and a great opportunity for you to maybe get a rifle and start doing some rifle shooting. It would be a great gun for the young adults and children because it's easy to hold. It's made primarily of a polymer frame. Comes with one 20-round magazine with the option to purchase additional 20-round magazines, but we have it in the Try It Before You Buy It program. And if you want to try that out, again, you can come down to the range. We'll be open tonight from 5 to 9. Again, we have restricted hours today because we have our range trap clean-out going on all day, but we will be open tonight from 5 to 9, and then the rest of the week we'll be open regular hours.
While we're talking about a new gun, let's talk about one other, the LC-380 from Ruger, and we have one that we're raffling right now. And if you'd like to be entered into that raffle, all you need to do is either join the NRA or renew your membership to the NRA on our website or at the range. You can go to our website and do it on any page. You go to sim-trainer.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and click the Join NRA button. And we will take all of those people who entered either by joining or renewing their membership, annual membership at the NRA from our website or at the range, will automatically be entered into a drawing to get one of those new Ruger LC-380s. Nice little concealed carry handgun.
Absolutely. It's built along the, or it's built on the identical frame as the LC-9. They just moved it down and chambered it in 380. And just looking at things, they had to make very minor modifications, but it's a nice shooter. I shot them side by side, the LC-9 and the LC-380. And it's just for somebody who wants just a little bit less recoil, it's the answer. Nice shooting gun, and take advantage of that opportunity. I wanted to also mention, as Mark said, we're running a promotion where we're offering raffle ticket entries for people who join the NRA either on the website or at the range. And the reason we're doing that, the NRA is just in a huge membership drive right now. I believe they're now over 1.2 million since the beginning of the year, which is just absolutely tremendous. And we want to contribute to that. We want to, you know, my challenge to you is I'd like to get 100 members by the end of June. And all you have to do, again, is visit the website or stop down at the range. And anybody that joins through one of those two means will be entered into the raffle. So if you're interested in doing that, please take advantage of that opportunity. Today we have with us, representatives from the Blue Star Mothers of America Dayton chapter, past presidents Linda Morrow and Anita Miller. And we talked earlier in the show about the various things that they have going on. They have a troop center set up at Town and Country Shopping Center. It's open from 12 to 4 on Saturday, and it's an opportunity for you to stop in. You can make donations at that location, and they mentioned quite a wide array of things that they accept. They mentioned the things that the troops like are beef jerky, power bars, drink mixes, canned or packets of tuna, peanuts, Girl Scout cookies when those are available. They provide things like DVDs, magazines, newspapers, hand warmers, a wide array of things. And I don't know that there's too many things that would be exclusive, but if you have the opportunity, stop by their troop center at the Town and Country Shopping Center on 12 to 4 on Saturdays and make a donation, see what they're all about. And we want to talk a little bit now about the different fundraising opportunities. I know when I contacted Linda to come on the show, she mentioned that their agency organization budget is about $50,000 to $60,000 a year, but they probably spend way more than that given the donations and the different things they do. And they have a couple of fundraisers coming up. And Linda, if you want to talk a little bit about those events and those activities.
Thank you. One of our big fundraisers occurs on June 15th. It's a golf tournament, and we have it at Beaver Creek Golf Club, 8:30 shotgun start. It is one of our largest fundraisers of the year, and it's a fun day. A lot of Blue Star Mothers are involved on the course with celebrating the troops and veterans who come out to play.
You may find a few of Gracie's famous cranberry bars there.
Oh, you recall those, Mark.
Oh, those are wonderful.
Oh, they are famous. You are right. And they will be there because we provide free homemade cookies from the mothers and Gracie's cranberry bars. We have, it's just a fun day with raffles and door prizes. Every golfer leaves with something. I think it's a little different than most golf tournaments because so many of the moms are involved. So please, if you would be interested in golfing, go to our website at bluestarmothersdayton.com and you will find the information there where you can pay online or you can send a check to the address that is on the website.
And for those who are more familiar with our radio show, the Shooting from the Hip, you can also find links to their stuff on our Facebook page. There's a link on sim-trainer.com/radio, or you can just go right to facebook.com/simtrainer, and you'll find a link to the Blue Star Mothers of Dayton right there as well.
Linda, you already got my interest up because you said it was a shotgun start. You have to be careful about how you describe things like that, especially golf tournaments where we have a shotgun start. And our listeners know where I'm about to go with this, is Mark and I, we've been waiting for the opportunity where we go to a golf outing where they tee the ball up 5 feet. We shoot down the middle of the fairway with a .223 rifle. If we happen to go into the trap, we shoot it out with a shotgun. And our middle game is either a 9mm 40 or a 45 caliber, and then we putt with a .22. And Mark and I have always said it'd be great because we'd never have a problem. Nobody would have a problem with us playing through. We'd get to go right through. We'd get to our course, you know, through our 9 holes or 18 holes in just 18, you know, in a few minutes. But
yeah, a shoot and show shotgun start has a little
different shotgun start. That really got my interest up, and I'm not much of a golfer, but I'm going to look into this because I'm excited about that. But
maybe you would join our team of planning for next year.
That might be something we could do. But again, listeners, if you have the opportunity, June 15th. Beaver Creek Country Club. Now, do they offer opportunities for people to sponsor holes during that tournament or things
like
that?
We absolutely do, and that information is on the website also. But for $100, you can sponsor a hole, and that entails getting a nice sign to be put on one of the holes on the course, either to honor. You can honor someone. You can advertise your business. You can have your name put on it. Anything you wish. But we would love to accept those whole sponsorships.
That's a great opportunity, and I just want to extend the offer to the listeners out there to give some serious consideration to either participating in that event or sponsoring in some way. I've been affiliated in sponsorship with the golf outings. Do they offer where you can sponsor foursomes or other opportunities for the
Absolutely.
Groups?
We have a business that added some extra money that they wanted us to pay for a veteran to play golf this year. So that opportunity is also available.
Good, good. And there are other fundraising opportunities or other activities that you have throughout the year?
Yes, Jeff, there are. We have in the fall our Trick or Treat for the Troops, which is our big drive to raise funds and goods for our Christmas packing. At Christmas, we sent over 2,000 stockings last year, and we spend approximately $17,000 in postage to bring a little bit of the home for the holidays to our heroes. So in the fall, we have a lot of dental offices that will do a candy buyback. They'll have the kids bring in the candy, and then they will pay them a dollar for every pound. So we do take chocolate at that time. So if you want to stop by the Troop Center in the fall and see us and bring in some donations, that'd be great. I'd like to reiterate, if you go to the website, we have many different hyperlinks, and some of them will show you pictures from our fundraisers. They'll show you items that we need. It'll show you thank you notes from the heroes, and it'll really give you a feel for the difference you can make in these heroes' lives just by helping us out. So we appreciate it.
I read through some of those letters as we were in the break, and you're right. They are this is something that is very much needed. There is all the troops are provided with the essentials, the things that they need in order to accomplish their mission. But there's an awful lot that we can do to make their life a lot easier out there. And the Blue Star Mothers are doing a great job of supporting the troops in that regard.
Well, before we go to the break, I just want to mention one thing. A couple of weeks ago, we mentioned Mother's Day, and we're very grateful. But this just reiterates how grateful we are for mothers like you. I mean, things like this. We've got our kids deployed in places where they're unfamiliar and in tough situations, and yet you can still find a way to bring a touch of home in a very caring way to the troops. And as I sit here listening to the things you do and kind of expand, it's very interesting. But we're going to go ahead and go to the break, and then afterward we'll do a wrap-up.
This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on 95.7 FM and AM 1290, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
God bless America. This is your blood brother, Ted Nugent, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to the show, and in this short final segment, I just want to give Linda and Anita an opportunity to kind of wrap up, make any last comments about their wonderful organization, Blue Star Mothers Miami Valley Chapter. Linda?
I would like to thank the Miami Valley for your continued support of the troops. Over the last 6 or 7 years that we've had the Troop Center at Town and Country, the support is overwhelming, and we continue to work hard because you support the troops. Thank you.
I would just like to say that we always tell people with only 2% serving in the military today, our military moms are quite a minority. And it means a lot to be with each other and to know what it's like to go through 24 hours a day with your child in harm's way. We have seen some of our Blue Star mothers' star turn to gold, and we've walked with them and supported them, and that's what we're all about. So if you know any moms out there that are struggling and need support, send them our way. Thank you.
Wonderful. Dads, too.
Yeah, and dads too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Blue Star dads. I mean, you can be one of those.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd like to present Anita and Linda with a check to kind of get the fundraising rolling over the next few weeks. I know they're going to raise quite a bit of money for this wonderfully worthy cause, and I want to present you with a check from SimTrainer for $250 get things going. And I want to challenge the listeners out there, if you're affiliated with an organization or if you're an individual just looking for a great opportunity to give, please visit their website, which is posted on our website. It has a link directly to it, and consider giving to a very worthy organization.
If you're interested in golfing, or even if you're not, you can still support the organization. But the Charity Golf Classic will be June 15th, so we're just barely a month away, and less than that even, and at the Beaver Creek Golf Club. And the registration deadline is June 8th, so you want to get on their website quickly and get signed up for that and be part of that event as well. It is I know people who have been there. I'm not much of a golfer myself, but I know a lot of folks who've been there, and they say it is really a wonderful time. It's probably one of the most fun golf tournaments in the area because of the participation of the Blue Star moms, and they're so appreciative for all the support and people coming out. And I think, one of the things that we wanted to do today was to turn our focus a little bit away from some of the typical focus of the holiday being the picnics and the sales and so forth, and say, the reason we had Decoration Day to begin with, now that we call Memorial Day, is to remember those who have given the ultimate sacrifice. And those are the moms whose stars have turned to gold because somebody didn't come home. That's a very difficult change. That's not the natural order of things. But it's because of the sacrifice of those people who are willing to sign a blank check saying anything that it takes to defend this country. That's what we want to do.
And I just having not served in the military, I have to say in my bucket list, that was one of the things I always wanted to do. I chose law enforcement, and maybe that's an equally
absolutely
equal situation. But I admire my brothers and sisters who wear the uniform, who choose to do the things that they do on a daily basis. And again, I thank you and your organization for the wonderful ways that you support our troops abroad and just give hope and courage and it's a wonderful feeling, and I can't agree anymore listening to the things you do, as an outsider looking in, I have to appreciate it, and I hope the rest of our listening audience does the same.
Linda and Anita, thank you very much for being part of our show today. Those of you who are listening and would like to join us at 2 o'clock next Saturday, we'd love to have you. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on 95.7 FM and AM 1290. News Talk Radio, WHIO.